I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's like when something becomes a thing you talk about, it's more likely to become a thing that happens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is sort of a little bit there's some physics at work to some degree in that gives me some concern.
Oh, I think that's one of the odd subtexts here is that, you know, I've heard people use the phrase chum in the water, that if you talk about the uncertainty of Memphis as a long-term NBA market, does it make it more likely that Memphis will not be a long-term NBA market? I guess for me, though, in terms of the agreement itself, there is good news in it, and there is bad news in it. The good news in it would be, and again,
it's not an agreement yet.
It's not an agreement.
Potential agreement.
Yes, and it's not, of course, not finalized, and not even close to finalized. This is sort of back and forth in the framework of things they've been discussing. But what it does is, and the good news would be, it pays out the $550 million over 7 years. And it suggests that the city won't be having to take out a massive loan. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it more practical and affordable for the city to finance these changes. And $550 million, while it's not a billion like Oklahoma City is spending, it is real money in a city as poor as Memphis. And so that is, it's all good. It may enable the city to finance this in a way that makes sense for the city. The bad news is that if you're Oklahoma City and you plunk down $1 billion, you know what you get in return? You get a 30 to 40 year lease that is pretty ironclad, and you get an NBA team in exchange. And so the flexibility here cuts both ways in a way that is both good for the city, but seems potentially perilous if the goal is to keep the team in the city. Does that seem right?
Yeah, I did scan through the published version of Sam's story today, which is, you know, been, which he's catered to work on since I saw the early version, yeah, you know, on Friday. But I don't, and we recorded the pod that which will come out talking to Sam, you know, based on the early version, not the final version. I don't think 7 is like a locked in number. I think that's a sliding scale. That's more the low end. It could be a longer period than that the money is stretched over. But I mean, one of the questions I had for Sam when we did the pod was this question of, okay, like who did this path originate from? Because there's good things about it from a city perspective, but I don't think the city came to the table and said, this is the way we want to do it. And so I think it's the Grizzlies who have presented this, which, you know, suggests wanting to stay in Memphis, but it suggests wanting to leave some flexibility for themselves going forward, and to do so in a way that, you know, that minimizes to some degree risk for the city. But the fact that the idea of doing it this way is originating from a Grizzlies perspective, I think tells you something. I think the substance of it tells you something, but also where it comes from tells you something.
Did Sam confirm that it was coming from the Grizzlies? Is that what he said on the podcast? Don't listen.
Yeah. That it was presented initially. Yeah, I think he does say that. Yeah.
It is. I mean, it is.
That the Grizzlies brought that kind of structure to the table.
Do you, by the way, and I have a column up on this, and it's funny because I wrote this column and I meant to be, it came up later here, it's just now gone up, but it was, you know, I'm trying to put my perspective on it. And I begin with this. I don't think that it is Robert Pera's, and again, I've talked to Robert Pera a couple times in my life, only once one-on-one, and that was years ago. But from everything I understand, it is not his goal to get the team out of Memphis. Like, he is totally happy, if it works, to leave the team in Memphis. He's never threatened. And in fact, as I say in the column, in 2020, with the early termination clause that was really triggered in the lease, he could easily, if he had wanted to leave, he could have left long ago. I do think, and I just wonder if you agree with this, that from what you've gathered, that it is not his intention to take the team out of Memphis.
Well, no, I mean, to your point, if that was the intention, he could have already done that.
Right.
That's not the intention. But that doesn't mean there aren't, like, some serious issues here.
Agree.
Long term. And I'm talking about, like, will the Grizzlies be here in 20 years, you know? Because it doesn't seem like there's going to be an agreement that locks it in a very tight way for that length of time. And the market concerns, and the biggest question I have, and I sort of pose this to Sam at the end of our discussion, is if, and I think he does this in the story where he says, like, there's a rough agreement on the amount of money in the structure, right? Whether that's 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, whatever. There's a rough agreement on the amount of spending into the arena and the way it will be done over a period of time that will limit the debt, right? That's the basic financial component of this. So if that agreement is roughly in place, like, why isn't it done? And he raises the point of there are concerns about, you know, the neighborhood, about the climate, about the situation. It's not just about putting money into a building. It's a bigger question than that. And I don't know, like, what
answers
if that is
question.
If that is if yes, and if that and if that and if answering that is the precondition for the agreement itself. Because when I first read Sam's initial version of the story, what I took out of it, and he sort of disabused me of this, but what I took out of it was there's sort of two issues here. There's the arena funding issue, and there's the general, you know, health of the city, health of the market, it's an NBA market question. And what I sort of inferred initially was the arena funding thing is what will create this agreement that will move forward, and that the second part of it about, you know, downtown Memphis and all of this will be what determines the long term. Like, you know, there'll be an agreement in place that will extend the stay beyond the current lease, but it will be loose enough that if the team wants to move, the team would be able to. And what will determine the second part will be the health of the city going forward. But Sam suggested that, like, no, that has to be addressed on the front end before you get the arena lease to some degree. And I don't know what that means.
I think probably, I guess my interpretation would be both of those things are true, right? They're not going to. One of the interesting questions,
right? But what component of that can you do on the front end that allows you to put pen to paper on the initial agreement? And right. I do not know what that means.
Well, I think two things. First of all, like, at some point, they're dispersing money now. They've already dispersed $80 million,
right.
And a lot of it is for delayed maintenance, right? And so whatever you're saying needs to be done on the building anyway, we'll spend this money even though we don't have a lease. At some point, they're not going to keep spending money if they don't have a lease, right? And so
right.
I think you're going to have on the part of the Grizzlies some kind of sense of, okay, this feels like the right things are being done to move us in the right direction. That will cause us to sign a lease that isn't very, you know, isn't going to lock us in anyway. And so I think both things are true. They will need some assurance on the front end that the right stuff is being done. And then there will be enough holes in the lease that if it doesn't go well, they will then be able to pull out if their hopes for what would happen don't come true.
Yeah, no, I can see the second and third parts of that very clearly. It's the first part that is a blur to me.
Right.
Like what you know, what are the assurances that allow you to sign the lease, that allow you to sign a lease or a new agreement that also has the wiggle room if things go poorly for the city, right? So the signing the lease is the part two, and the wiggle room, depending on how the market goes, is the part three. The part one I'm curious about. One thing I'll say, and Sam doesn't address this, I don't think, in either of the stories.
Yeah.
But I said this sort of from the jump, and not as a defense of like public financing for arenas or whatever. But there is a component of it to me where it's different for basketball and hockey than it is for baseball and football, because the all purpose arena has become a basic civic amenity for cities of any size, really. Right. You know, it's the Tiger basketball plays there, and concerts go there, and the tractor pull, and the you know, Disney on Ice, right, or like whatever, right? You kind of have to have one of these things if we're a city of any size. I don't think you would spend $550 million on it if you didn't have an NBA team in there, but it is the kind of facility that a city is right for a city to own, not just a basketball team, and it's right for a city to maintain. So there is value in the building itself that is not entirely connected to the NBA franchise there. It's largely connected to that, but it's not an NFL stadium where that's the only reason you have it.
No, I agree with that, and this doesn't apply. In fact, this is what this kind of agreement to refurbish FedEx Forum in some grand – if you put aside NBA economics, it makes a lot of sense. We're fixing up an agreement in a way that makes – that we can pay for as the years go by. What doesn't make sense is that every 25 years – spend $1 billion on a new one.
That's right,
which is what they're doing.
I agree.
You know, and so it is more sensible in that way, but it's also more scary. And there's a part of me that thinks, you know what, back to your what's going to get the threshold, the first thing, what's going to cause, I think it is not too much to ask Robert Pera to say, listen, your thing is quadrupled in value here. Commit to sign a lease that commits to 5 years of seeing which direction Memphis goes, you know, or 10 years of what's wrong with that. It may not, you know, I actually don't think that's too much to ask for an owner, and he's been a very good owner.
Oh, but, I agree.
You know,
I mean, I would want to lock in, even that's a small amount of time. Honestly, right, we're talking about 5 years. I want to absolutely lock in at least a little bit, you know, right.
It's funny. The old lease only really locked him in for 15 before there started to be caveats. Right. It locked him in for 15. The problem here is that you have just the stuff that's built in. You got a small market team, you know, the poorest team in a league that right now might be thinking about relocation, right? You've got that structural issue, and then you've got the issues that are specific to Memphis. You did listen to the pod where New Orleans was discussed on Simmons, is that right?
I wrote about it. I wrote about a lot of this stuff, the lead question to my mailbag a couple of weeks ago.
I think I'm a little worried that the column that I wrote is gonna spark more fears than allay them. But to your point, this is real. You know, here we are.
Yeah, we're the reality I mean, that wasn't the first time I got a question about the arena in the mailbag. I've been getting questions about the arena in every mailbag I've done for 2 years, and I've been ignoring them in sort of deference to our reporting. And I just felt like it reached the point that the stuff around, not only in Memphis, which Sam had done some reporting on right before then, but the stuff around the league, it's too on the surface to pretend like it's not there. I mean, we talked about this on the show a week or two ago. And so I felt like at this point, I didn't have a choice. I mean, I kind of had a choice, but it would have been dishonest choice with the readership to like pretend things aren't happening, you know?
Well, and I've made that dishonest choice and felt bad about it, honestly. And so today I wrote about it. People can read that over at the Daily Memphian, and we'll talk about it more. Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.